you've read all the press reports. You've reported on a number of them yourself, and you recognize that Secretary Gates has made a decision to restructure the FCS program, specifically to ask the Army to relook at the requirement associated with the manned-ground vehicle portion of the FCS program, and to restructure it into a program that is focused more on modernizing all of the combat brigades in the United States Army, where before the program was focused principally on delivering capability to a limited number of brigades. So we're excited about the future. We're a little disappointed that the manned ground vehicle is going to go through a review of its requirements and a restart, if you will, but the remainder of the program remains alive and well and focused on delivering an important capability to our soldiers, and we're delighted to be a part of that.
General Z, the central idea of FCS, I think, still remains, doesn't it? And that is that a lot of platforms will be networked and carry common information so that all of the brigades or all of the units in a particular brigade will have the same combat-related information at the same time, regardless of the platform. Is that true?
That's true, Tom. As you know, the central theme behind the future combat system as an idea, as a concept, was to find a way of linking systems together in a construct commonly referred to as a system of systems. And it was possible because of the technologies of the information age and allows you to bring the capabilities of various systems together, overcoming the shortcomings of any particular system and increasing the capability of the organization as a whole, all centered around providing, you know, unprecedented protection for our soldiers, trying to unburden them, if you will, of the mechanical, the common, complex tasks of warfighting and doing their mission, and elevating them so they can spend their energies focused on the output tasks, as we think of them, the cognitive task, you know, the decision-making, the interface with humans on the battlefield. And to do that, you have to empower them. You have to empower them with information. And so the FCS system was all about being able to bring this information sources together in a very usable way down to the soldier to facilitate their decision making and then allow them to reach back to a wide variety of capabilities to affect the outcome of those decisions.
We're talking this morning to retired General Dan Zanini. Mr. Zanini is Senior Vice President at SAIC, Science Applications International Corporation, one of the systems integrators for the Swiss Future Combat Systems. And so, you know, more specifically, what will this mean for your contract as the demands change or as the requirements change for the Future Combat Systems in all of its iterations? Will you still retain some of the work that you've already done? Will that be usable in the future? Do you know that yet, or when do you think you might know?
Well, in terms of there's two aspects to that question, I think, Jane. One is the role of SAIC and our partners, the Boeing Company, and in fact our best of industry team that's part of the FCS family. The second is the how do we utilize or capitalize on the investment that the nation has made over these last several years in the FCS program? And I believe, as you read from Secretary Gates's statements, he is focused on leveraging everything he can coming out of the FCS program, and certainly the Army appears to be focused on that as well as we move forward. The idea behind the systems remains alive and well, and bringing these, you know, the various capabilities together and delivering them to soldiers in even a more expeditious manner. Today, down at Fort Bliss, Texas, we have a number of soldiers that are testing and using elements of the FCS program, and those elements will undergo field testing later this year, and the Army will make a decision about fielding those to a number of brigades in combat formations in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we expect that that will continue as the Army and the Department of Defense makes a decision on the path forward for a new manned ground vehicle. And when that decision is made and that vehicle is selected and produced, we expect that it'll be integrated into the brigade formations and synchronized with the rest of the FCS equipment. And as we move forward on the system of systems, we are conscious of the need to have in place the right kinds of hooks, if you will, so when that vehicle comes along, we can bring it into the formation.
Well, what do you think as a contractor you have learned, and what do you think the Army may have learned with this kind of restart of the program? And what do you think got us to that point, and what can we take away from it?
Well, I think one of the lessons learned for all of us as we go through this is that there's a criticality of time as you move forward. Someone once told me that when you start a new program, it's kind of like venture capital, and you've got about 5 years to have something in the field and demonstrating the value added, or the venture capital tends to move on to another area. And in this case, we probably, as a community, both the Army and the FCS team, we're a little late in getting stuff to the field to meet the needs of soldiers today. So if there's one lesson, it's get it out there quick.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring it out there, make sure you're bringing it out with needed capability.
And if you were to see a problem like that in a project that were to come to you in the future, what would you do about it?
Well, I think the approach that the Army has taken now is the right approach, and that is rather than trying to deliver the full product at the end of a contract environment, to incrementally field it as the capability becomes available. And that's the approach we're on today, and I think it'll be a very successful approach both for the Army and for the industry team.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it. We know there's a lot of work ahead on this program, the Future Combat Systems Program, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you very much, and delighted to be here and delighted to be part of this great team delivering capability much needed for American soldiers.